the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Despite the exponential growth in agricultural carbon market options, most producers aren't biting. According to agrimarketing.com, new research based on 500 farmer insights suggests adjustments in payment amounts, credit for existing conservation practices, and reduction in paperwork could help, but isn't a cure-all. The report shows about 90% of farmers are aware of carbon markets, but just 3% are participating. About a third are undecided, and 59% won't join without changes. The latest consumer price index shows a continued increase in the cost of food, up 1.1% in July, the seventh consecutive monthly increase of 1% or more. The food at home index rose 1.3% in July, with all six major grocery store food group indexes higher. The index for dairy increased 1.7%, and the index for meat, poultry, fish, and eggs rose 0.5% after declining in June. The index for fruits and vegetables was also up 0.5%. Ukraine's Ministry of Agrarian Policy reports the country exported 2.66 million metric tons of grain and oil seeds in July, 22.7% more than June. Exports of wheat increased more than three times in July at about 412,000 tons, but significantly less than the 960,000 of wheat exported from Ukraine in July of last year. But the impact of the new crop is noticeable. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.